Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here, and welcome to another week and another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. And before I jump in for the week, for those of you who are watching this on video, on YouTube, or in the Facebook group, welcome to my new headquarters. We have moved and we have mostly unpacked and then unpacked. There's still a few boxes here and there, but we actually were able to make quick work of it, mostly because I can't stand living in a house full of boxes. So this is my new office. I love it. We are renting, but one of the things I'm really grateful for is that the landlord allowed us to paint. So I chose this lovely lazy afternoon purple, purple is my absolute favorite color. And you know, it's always one of those things, like you see the swatch online and you're like, how's it going to turn out? I am absolutely happy with the way that it turned out. And we happen to have a gold chair. Purple and gold go really, really well together, by the way. I worked for Westchester University for a big part of my life, and their colors were purple and gold. It was the Westchester Rams, and the logo was purple and gold. And it also allows me to tie in some pinks and some blues and stuff too. So I'm really happy with it. We're still working on the lighting a little bit, and the sound. We're still getting everything all kind of dialed in. So if the sound sounds a little bit different, that's why. We're still working on that. And also the lighting as well. There's a nice window right over here where I'm getting some nice natural light, but then like over here, there's nothing. So I might get like some of those funky lights you can get online to have some fun with it. So anyway, welcome to another week of the PeopleStack podcast. Oh, in case you're wondering, we just moved a little bit further away from the city. So we used to be closer to Boston. Now we're just a little bit further away from Boston, slowly moving west. our plan at some point, actually our plan for next summer is we're going to be traveling the country, Airbnb hopping. So that's going to be really, really fun for us. We actually planned on doing that this summer. But with the global pandemic, we decided that it may not be the best summer to do that. So we're putting that off by one more summer. So, but we did need a little bit of change of pace and we needed a little bit more space. So now I have my own office. Rob has his own office. So if you're wondering where the rig was, you know, that huge gray rig with all the cool shelves and all of that, that's Rob's actually. So this office represents more of me, and what was showing behind me before was actually Rob. And so maybe I will do an episode or two from downstairs when Rob doesn't need it, just for old times sake. But yeah, we just moved a little bit further west of the city, the west of Boston, to have a little bit more room and to have a homey place to live for the next year or so before we travel the country and travel the world, because that's why we're doing this. It's an important reminder to think about your why as well. Why do you put in all the hard work that you do? Why are you committed to being an amazing, awesome technical manager? Why do you do the hard things? Why do you have the hard conversations? And there can be a lot attached around that why. Like for some of you, it may be like us. It may be like, I want to travel the world, or I want to live in a huge house in a great neighborhood. I want to be there for my family. I want to be able to support my family and my kids. Always stay connected to that why. And there's nothing like moving that reminds you, like, hey, we're moving into a bigger house. This is why. This is totally worth it. Speaking of that, that's the topic of this week. Is it worth it? Feeling like it's not worth it. we hear this a lot when we talk with prospective clients, when we talk with folks who are reaching out to us for help. And when we really dig deep and we really start talking about, well, what's going on in your career right now? What isn't working? What is your mode of suffering right now? What are you struggling with right now? What are your biggest challenges? What comes up a lot is, well, I'm doing good in terms of like showing up. Like I'm committed. I love my team and my team loves me. And yes, it's not perfect, but we do good work and I do good work. And I know I do good work because every once in a while people will tell me that and I see the evidence of that. And I know that I can be great at what I do. And I work my butt off and I have a really strong work ethic. That's working, right? That the work, the hard work is working, but what's not working is it doesn't feel like it's worth it. It doesn't feel worth it. We hear this time and time again that it's that's one of the challenges of being so committed, right? If you're listening to this right now, you're committed. It's one of the challenges of being a wise technical manager. You know, if you're listening to this right now, you're an intelligent, you're a wise technical manager. You set the bar very, very high for yourself. And that's great. And that's a great superpower to have. But if you overuse that superpower, it becomes your greatest weakness and you end up giving too much. And it's, especially if you're not getting rewarded on the other side of it, and it doesn't feel worth it. It's this feeling of, and I've been there too, which is why I can certainly describe my experience of it, and it's certainly why I can relate to other people who are going through it. Everybody experiences their own color, their own flavor of it. But for me, what it felt like, you know, I've told this story before. It was when in my career, when I was working my butt off as an academic, as a researcher, and there was no love. You know, there was no love for my department. There was no actual recognition. There was the, hey, yeah, Jen, you're doing a great job. Oh, keep up the good work. But sometimes it felt like they were using me. You know, maybe you felt this too. Like you work so hard and you work so hard, but when you're not getting recognized, like actual recognition in the form of a promotion, in the form of more money, in the form of more perks, in the form of more benefits, in the form of more, even more responsibility and more power and more leverage and more resources available to you, something to sort of show this is real. We really appreciate you, as opposed to just, oh yeah, keep up the good work. Like sometimes it started to feel like I was being used. Like people were just using me for the hard work. Like they didn't really appreciate it. I was just the one that people would give all that work to because they knew that I would do it. Because they knew that I know a lot of you do too, have a very strong work ethic. And you'll get it done. And you'll get it done faster and more efficiently than a lot of other people will. So I felt like people would just start giving me more and more and more work because it would get done. And I started to really, really resent that. And maybe you are too. You like your coworkers. They're mostly supportive. But underneath all of that, there might be this feeling of resentment. Where's the love? Where's the real love? Not just the pat on the back and the good job, Jen, but actual recognition. And what starts to happen, and what's really at stake here, is if this keeps on like this, you're totally not going to show up as 100% because you're going to start feeling like it's not worth it. And you're smart. You use your energy wisely. So if it's not worth it and you don't feel like it's worth it and you're not seeing the real recognition, you're not going to put in as much work. And that resentment starts to turn into apathy and it starts to turn into a lack of a motivation. And then what does that mean in terms of results? What does that mean in terms of your chances of actually getting recognized? Goes down the toilet. Because now, because at least before you were working hard. But then if you don't feel like the hard work is worth it, you don't work hard anymore. And it just feels like you're on a hamster wheel. And it just feels like day in, day out, it's the same thing and you're getting nowhere. And when that apathy starts to set in, man, that can be even worse than full out depression, than full out anger, because you just feel lifeless. You feel like there's no joy, there's no blood. Like even some blood, sweat, and tears like would be better than just flat apathy. I don't care. Just let me get through this day. And it's going to be so, so hard. And that's what's at stake. Because you're smart enough to know what's going to happen if you stay in that state of apathy, if you stay in that state of, it's not worth it. Why bother? And I'm saying this from a place of love, from a place of understanding, from a place of I've been there, that sometimes even the smartest, most committed people choose to do that because it's not worth it. We choose to not show up 100%. We choose to phone it in. We choose to half-ass it because it's not worth it. And that feels like the smart thing to do, at least for a time. But then over time, it just ends up in fewer and fewer chances to actually achieve the growth that you want, fewer and fewer chances to actually get recognized and upgrade your career and make an impact with your team and on the tech industry. What's at stake here is your legacy. That if you stay in this state of apathy, if you stay in this state of it's not worth it, I don't care, why bother, you're giving up your future. You're giving up your legacy. And I know that you don't want to do that, but it's important to recognize that's what's at stake. And really, the way that I see this, it's kind of like there's two paths that people can go down when you're at this crossroads of I'm working really, really hard and I'm not getting recognized. What do I do? Right? I'm starting to feel like really resentful. I'm starting to feel really angry at my coworkers, at my boss, at the organization, at senior leaders for not recognizing me. And I know that I'm working really hard and it's really making me sad. It's making me feel overworked. What do I do? And where so many of us go, because it feels like the smart way to go is, hey, there, it's like tit for tat. It's like, oh, if they're not recognizing me, I'm just going to put in less work. Why bother? Right? And we go down that path. But honestly, that's not the honorable path, in my estimation, in my opinion. It can feel honorable, and I don't want to take away anything from any of you who have chosen that path, because I have too. I see it. Was it a mistake? I don't know. You can call it a mistake. You can call it a failure if you want to, whatever helps you. But I actually see it as I went down that path and I saw the dark hole and I was like, I'm not doing that. I know there's another way, right? And so I learned from it. So the path of apathy, the path of regret, the path of this isn't worth it, so why bother? So I'm just not going to put in the work. That's one path to go down. But the other path to go down is one where you work smarter. It's one where you evangelize your excellence. It's one where you embrace the discomfort of not getting recognized and take ownership and say, what can I do to actually get recognized? Because that's what you want, right? You're working hard. All of that's working. Of course, there can always be little tweaks and dials and calibrations that can be made so that you can work harder and get better results. Work smarter, really, and get better results. But really what you want, if you're at that place, is you want to get recognized. And what's keeping you from getting recognized is the belief that it's all on somebody else. They're not recognizing me. Screw them. I'm just not going to work harder. When instead, the hard thing to do, the uncomfortable thing to do, a place where you're going to be in a state of discomfort for a little bit, is to acknowledge that the reason that you're not getting recognized is that you're not doing enough to get recognized. Take ownership. That's the honorable path, is to take ownership. And not just to leave it on somebody else, your boss, senior leadership. It's not all on them. It's on you to voice your excellence. It's on you to take every megaphone that you have, virtual and otherwise, and to evangelize your excellence. That's the reason that you're not getting recognized. You're not promoting yourself. You're not marketing yourself. And that can be a tough pill to swallow. And trust me, I've swallowed it many times. It's uncomfortable because it means taking ownership. It basically means saying, it's my fault. I'm sorry, it's my fault. Please forgive me, it's my fault that I'm not getting recognized. Thank you for this opportunity, it's my fault. I love this, it's my fault. Bring it on, I can change it. That's the other path, is evangelizing your excellence. Promoting yourself, promoting your team. And doing it from a place of gratitude and doing it from a place of authenticity. That's where so many people screw up with this, is that the best, in quotation marks, models that they have for evangelizing excellence are people who are complete jerks and just so full of ego and so full of the opposite of gratitude and just so fake in doing it. And you're like, I don't want to do that. Of course, neither do I. You got to do this from a place of gratitude, from a place of thank you, thank you, thank you for these opportunities. I am so grateful for this opportunity to have scored this win. And thank you to everyone who has done this along with me, and doing it with your own voice in your own way. And the only way to find out who you authentically are is to really dig deep and start doing it and realize what your own voice is. I can't give you a voice. No coach, no expert, no mentor can give you a voice. We can guide you to finding it and practicing it and evolving it. So that's really what the key is here. If you're starting to feel apathetic, if you're starting to feel like, is this worth it? You got to start evangelizing your excellence. Because at the core of why you're feeling like it's not worth it is because you're not getting rewarded. It's your job to get rewarded. It's your job to show others, your boss, senior leaders, the other decision makers. If you're on the job market, it's your job to show your network, the recruiters, the hiring managers. It's your job to evangelize your excellence because no one else is going to do it for you. And so, look, the reason that I bring this up is because I know that a lot of you are struggling through this right now. I have, and we definitely have clients who have struggled through this as well. Chuck was one of them. We interviewed Chuck on the podcast. I'm going to be releasing his interview really soon and telling his story. But he was definitely one of the ones when we first talked with him where he's like, is this worth it? I don't know. I'm working two jobs. I'm struggling to make ends meet. And I know, because he owned it, that he's an amazing technical leader, but he was just working his ass off and it wasn't worth it anymore. So what's next? What's the option? And so we worked with him on a lot of stuff, including really owning his worth, like really taking a look at, wow, I've done some badass stuff. Wow, I never really looked at this way before. And wow, here's the way that I can self-promote and own that excellence and evangelize that excellence and feel great about it and feel wonderful and have fun with it. And now what actually happened was that Chuck set a goal. He set an income goal. He set a salary goal. And really what was a lot important for him as well was having more work-life balance. And within a few months of starting to work with us, he got his dream offer because he was so in alignment, because he was so clear on this is what I want. Universe, please help me out, right? And, you know, this is kind of my telling of the story. You'll listen to Chuck's telling you the story, but this is the way that I saw it happening, right? And so what happened, what the actual outcome was that he got an offer for his dream job to basically work for a startup and to not just be an amazing technical leader, but to be an amazing co-founder as well. So now he gets to really put those evangelizing efforts to the test. So now he's making, he set a really high bar in terms of his salary, and he's making it and exceeding it now. And he has more balance as well, because he worked it out so that he's working about 30 hours a week. So he has more time with his family than he's ever had. And so that's really the shift that can happen when you simply own your worth, when you evangelize your excellence. And we had another client, Jackie, as well, who I've shared her story before in emails and in posts, where she was just tearing her hair out in terms of working for the same company for, it was like 15, 20 years, but it was getting to a point where she really needed to make a change and she really needed to make a move for herself and for her family. And what was keeping her staying at the same company that was okay, but she knew she could do better, was that fear and that this discomfort of, I don't know how to evangelize my excellence. I don't know. Like, she's a badass, right? In terms of in her area, she is just so amazing at what she does, and people were taking her for granted. And as soon as she started owning her worth and saying, hey, look, no, I'm worth more, and here's why, she was able to make that shift and make the move to be closer to her family. And she got something like a 35% raise out of it as well in that move. And she's working somewhere where she has way more growth potential and way more potential for recognition as well, because where she was working for previous to that was just, she could have flexed every single evangelizing her excellence muscle possible, and they still wouldn't have been able to give her the rewards. So it also took this shift in thinking for her to see that as well. And I know that some of you are in that place, right? It's like, am I doing enough to evangelize my excellence? And even if I were to do enough to evangelize my excellence, is the place that I'm working, can they actually meet me where I'm worth it? Right? So in other words, I'm doing everything that I can to promote. And here's what I'm worth. Can my company actually pay me what I'm worth? Can my company actually give me the rewards that I know I'm worth? And if the answer is no, then it's time to move on. And I say that like it's making it sound like it's simple. It really is that simple. But There are strategies, and there are shifts, and there are ways to do that make it feel even easier. And that's the block that's keeping a lot of you from moving on, is you want to just keep trying. Oh, I don't want to give up. And how do you know you're trying hard enough when you don't even know what hard enough looks like and what the process is? So at the end of the day, what's really important is to take a look in the mirror and to say, am I evangelizing my excellence? And if you're not, start today. And if you're committed to getting unstuck, just like Chuck was, just like Jackie was, just like every single one the hundreds of other clients who we've served. If you're committed and you know that deep down inside there is a badass, there is a superhero ready to be called forth, who is ready to build a legacy, but you just can't quite figure out how to get recognized. You can't quite figure out how to evangelize your excellence and how to do it with gratitude, how to do it with authenticity, so that you can actually earn that 30, 40, 50% raise, so that you can actually go on the job market and win and land your hell yes job, so that you could actually use that next job as a bridge to building your own business. You don't know how to do that, and you know that evangelizing your excellence is a piece of it, and you want our expert help to figure out how to do that and to craft a custom tailored plan for you, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We will treat you with authenticity. We will get to the truth. We're definitely going to ask you some questions that you've never asked yourself before, that no one ever else would have or could have asked you, not just because of our experience and because of our expertise, but honestly, because we love every single person who comes on the call with us. And what that means to us, you know, to love someone as a client, to love someone as a prospective client, it means that we're going to tell you the truth. And we're going to ask you the questions that you're too afraid to ask. And we are going to do whatever we can to encourage you to answer them, and to answer them from a place of, it might actually make you feel a little uncomfortable to admit it. Like, oh gosh, you're right. I haven't been evangelizing my excellence. I haven't been promoting. I'm too scared to do it. I don't know how to do it. I haven't even recognized that I just expect everybody else to give me a raise or give me a promotion when I've forgotten my role in this. Game on, right? When you're able to say that, game on. And that's what these calls are about. That's where we can help you get to. So we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to help you figure out where I started this podcast with, which is, what is your why? What is your dream? Where do you want to live? What legacy do you want to create? What impact do you want to have? How much money do you want to make? Where do you want to travel? What gifts do you want to give to your family? We'll help you figure that out too. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you, we're going to give you that custom tailor plan. And look, if we're not, we're still going to make sure that you leave that call with clarity and with value. So if that's you, book that call today. thepeoplestack.com/book. So I'm going to wrap it up for today, folks. And remember that if you're feeling like it's not worth it, really dig deep and take a look at what you can take ownership on. What can you do? What actions can you take to make it feel and actually make it worth it? You're in the driver's seat here. No one else. Take care, everyone. Talk to you again soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.